Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of a few books, the latest book being The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's podcast of the Masterclass series. And coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, I'm just looking out. Weather report in Bali, a bit overcast, beautiful breeze blowing, beautiful day here in Bali. So I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are on this planet of ours. So welcome to the Life Masterclass. And my big thing with the Life Masterclass is making it as practical as possible. So giving you tips, tools, and strategies to increase your default level of happiness, health, vitality, vibrancy, success, and whatever else you want to add to that plethora of things, plethora of goodies. So today I'm talking about a decision-making tool. So I'm in the middle of writing my fifth book called Decision-Making Mastery. Now I've been coaching for almost 13 years now, and background, 14 years in the military, 5 years consulting to Olympic Games around the world. So a lot of decision-making stuff. And I've noticed, surprise, surprise, a lot of people make some very poor choices, myself included. So I love writing about this and sharing as much as I can about what are the specific things we can do to increase the likelihood of us making great decisions. And for me, great decisions and great choices equals great destiny. So the quality of the decisions we make determines what sort of destiny experience we have and what sort of journey we have on the way, whether it's a rough journey along the way, whether it's a little bit more easeful and graceful. So I'm always looking at what strategies or tools or what little insights are going to help us make better decisions. So I'm going to share with you a very, very simple one today. And I'll explain an example of it. So it's really, really simple. So it's coming to a particular experience. And I think it's great because I'm recording this start of September 2020. There's still a bit of a shit show going on at the moment with this whole coronavirus thing. So there's so much uncertainty. So a lot of people are having a challenge making decisions. And certainly if there's any fear involved, we've got a bit of cognitive dissonance, it's even harder for us to make decisions when we're in fear state, which don't include as choices fighting, fleeing, or freezing. So if we want to go a little bit deeper in our decision making, come up with better decisions, it's cool to have some tools. So the tool I'm going to share with you is so simple. It's asking yourself, as you come to making a decision, you've got choices in front of you, and you're asking that decision making process, is it essential or desirable? And I was trying to think of the best way to explain this. What I might do is just share an example for me recently. So I was recently looking at what are my goals for completion by the end of 2020. So by 31st of December 2020, what do I want to have achieved in my life? And I'd set some previous goal a few months ago and that sort of stuff. And one of them was having some particular project done by the end of September. Now it's a self-post project. I'm not doing it with anyone else, so I'm in full control of the rollout of that particular project. So I was sitting down the other day and I went down the beach in Bali and I was in a cafe and I just wanted to be nice and calm and ask myself, what are the essential goals for 31st of December 2020? And what I came up with was essential that I get there with my sanity intact. I get there with my health intact. I get there with my relationship in a good state of being. And I get there in reasonable financial health. So those were the essential things. And as I looked at that bigger picture of those essentials, it made me look at this goal that I'd set that I needed to be done by the 30th of September. And I started reevaluating whether I needed to do that, because I was feeling a little bit of pressure and stress because there were some other things going on in my life. So this is a tool I use often, frequently, all the time. Is what's in front of me essential or desirable? And when you ask that question about all the many choices you have, is it essential or is it desirable? By asking that question, you probably get rid of about 75% to 80% of the stuff that isn't essential. and that becomes desirable. And what you might do is put that on the shelf and revisit it later. And this is a productivity tool in business, or in your personal life as well, is always be working on the things that are essential, as opposed to working on the things that are desirable. If you're working through life on the things that are essential, you're likely to get to where you want to get much more easily, and you're more likely to get to a higher level of attainment because you're not spending all your time on the stuff that doesn't really matter. So again, this is a great tool to be using at this time in history when there's so much uncertainty and that sort of stuff, like really bringing stuff back into super, super basic. Is this essential? Is this desirable? And getting rid of those things that are desirable because they're just taking time up, taking space up. What you want to do is create space and just working on the things that are essential and giving yourself a little bit more room to move. Don't work on the stuff that isn't essential. Ask yourself that power question. So if you just introduce that into your life, I'm sure, I'm sort of guarantee it, make a huge difference in your life. So great tool, great tip, great strategy. I hope you put it into play. And that's what we're here about, is not only hearing these things theorologically, I don't even know where that's a word, not just hearing the theory of something, but actually putting it into play. So I challenge you to bring it into the next decision-making piece you have, or even stepping back and doing that exercise that I did and looked at what do I need to achieve by the end of December, 31st of December, 2020, what's essential and what's desirable, and bringing the focus of your intention, your energy, your resources into the things that are most essential. So there you go. If you've got any questions on that, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Maybe you leave your questions below, send me an email, connect with me on my website, carlmassey.com. The details will scroll down the bottom there at some point in time. If you want to work with me, don't hesitate to reach out. And obviously you can track down all of my books on Amazon there and find out a little bit more about what I do. And that is about it for now, I think. So wherever you are, this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, I hope that you have an absolutely fantastic day, and take care. Thank you.